The Stanley Cup Finals get going this Monday night as the Boston Bruins host the St. Louis Blues, and we'll bring you all the action beginning at 7:45 here on your flagship station for the Stanley Cup Finals. The Fan, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66, WFAN and WFAN FM, New York.
No, it is not like some flashback into the early 1980s or the late 1970s. This is the anthem of the St. Louis Blues, believe it or not. I don't know how that came about. Carver, who is with us, Mike Carver from the ILC Pod, he joined us throughout the NHL Islander playoff run. Figured we'd pop him in to talk a little Stanley Cup Final. You know where this came from?
Honestly, JJ, they started playing it as they got really hot towards the, you know, during the second half, because as I'm sure we're going to mention, on January 3rd, they were last in the NHL.
Which is absurd.
Dead last in the NHL on January 3rd. And then they started playing it, and it has worked out because now they sit in the final against the Bruins.
Well, and we will have the St. Louis Blues and the Boston Bruins. And you're not surprised with the Bruins. I remember you came in right at the start of the postseason, and I remember you specifically saying if the Islanders matched up with the Bruins, I would hate their chances in a series. You thought the Bruins were the team to beat, so not the least bit surprised there in the Cup Final.
Yeah, I thought the Bruins could go to the final. I thought that they could beat the Lightning. I thought that they could beat anybody. I thought they were one of the few teams that could beat the Lightning. Now, it turned out the Lightning got swept, went down in the first round. But the Bruins are a very good team, JJ. They are deep. They can play you a bunch of different ways. You want to play run and gun up and down, the Bruins will do that. You want to play a heavy game, you want to play a tight game, a lot of checking, the Bruins will do it that way too. So they're a really good team, and Rask has been awesome for them.
Okay, the Blues, how do you describe the strength of their team? Is it just grit, gut, finding ways? Because, you look at the Blues, they've been in the NHL playoff equation, but they haven't made a whole lot of noise. This is a year where they make a whole lot of noise. What has been the difference so far with this St. Louis team this year?
Yeah, they have generally, especially in the last, you can go 10, 15, 20, 25. They've always been a team that, they have good regular seasons. They never get it done in the playoffs. Made a couple of Western Conference Finals. Couldn't quite get it done. And now they're here, like I mentioned before, last in the league in early January. They bring in Craig Berube to be the interim coach. They bring in this kid, Jordan Binnington, to play goalie around mid-January. And things just start taking off them. Everything starts clicking. Now, they have a couple of really good players. Vladimir Tarasenko is awesome. He's a really good player. Not a household name to anybody who doesn't normally watch the NHL, that's for sure. This kid, Jaden Schwartz, has had a huge playoff for them. He's got 12 goals. They have gotten a lot of contributions. I wouldn't say they're a high-flying type of game. They're going to play the heavy style. So the Bruins are going to adapt to them. They don't mind that. This is going to be a tightly contested, lot of checking, and they'll get some timely goals, the Blues have.
Remember we talked about the layoff in the Islander series, and then you looked at the Carolina-Boston series, and there was a layoff. Now we have another one, because the Bruins were sitting around. St. Louis played their series with the San Jose Sharks. Does that have any impact on this series, you think, in any way, Mike?
Well, look at what's gone on here, JJ. It's been so bizarre in the Eastern Conference, because the Islanders sweep the Penguins. They sit around. They get swept by the Hurricanes. Then the Hurricanes go and sit around after sweeping the Islanders. They then get swept by the Bruins in the Eastern Conference Final. So 11 days off here for the Bruins. The most, I think, for a Stanley Cup Final. I think 10 was the previous high. And I think 10 of the last 13 teams in the Stanley Cup Final that had the longer rest all lost. So the longer rest sometimes does not help you. But here's the thing. It's not like the Blues are playing a Game 7 and then there's 2 days off and they're playing. The Blues will have 6 days off as well going into this. So I think, JJ, that kind of cancels it out a little bit.
So we have our guy Mike Carver from Frill on the Bench in the ILC Pod. He's live in studio breaking down the Stanley Cup Final. Boston, I'm seeing them series price. They're like right around minus 150, 155, which I would expect. Seeing the Blues, though, plus 130. Value, you think, with St. Louis in any way?
I think there's a ton of value. I love the Blues at plus 135. You've seen some stories actually today where Vegas and a lot of the sports books are going to take a heavy hit if the Blues win this series, because a lot of people, as the Blues started picking up steam, got them at
some
heavy prices, including even at the beginning of the playoff, before they played Winnipeg in the first round, you could have got them at a really nice price. So now you're sitting here, if you get on board now, you're getting them at plus 135. But I think there's really good value in it. I think that this is honestly, JJ, it's a coin flip series. I mean, you give a little bit of an edge to Boston. They are top to bottom the better team. They have the home ice. It'll, you know, they're going to play game seven if it goes that far in Boston, which is huge for them. But the Blues can absolutely win this series.
Okay, a couple local hockey notes, then I have you here. First things first, your team, the Islanders. Brock Nelson, your thoughts on the big contract?
I think it's a good job by the Islanders. I had not been a big fan of Brock in the past, but this year, JJ, he changed his game under Barry Trotz. Really was noticeable, had a good year, and he gets the six-year deal. I think they needed this because, A, they don't have a lot of center depth in the organization. B, he showed he could play really well in Barry Trotz's system. I think this is a good fit for the Islanders. I like the move. And they get it done early here. Little bit of maybe a discount. He might have got more if he got to July 1st.
Okay, John Davidson, an old pal, an old friend. Remember him for years.
Absolutely.
In the Ranger broadcast booth doing the national games with Doc Emmerich. He's been a front office type now for over a decade plus. Comes full circle, now back with the New York Rangers. Your thoughts on JD coming full circle and taking this Ranger job?
Look, if you're a Ranger fan, you have to be absolutely ecstatic that they have JD back in the fold. Of course, the longtime broadcaster. He did a really good job in St. Louis. He did an even better job, JJ, in Columbus for the last couple of years. I think this is a perfect fit for the Rangers. He comes in. The Rangers have been in this little bit of a rebuild now for the last year and a half, 2 years. They're going to have the second overall pick in the draft now coming up. They moved up in the lottery, as you know, and they got JD coming back in. They got this kid Fox from Carolina, who was a college player. Then they traded for him. He's going to be a good piece for them going forward. So the things are starting to turn around a little bit for the Rangers pretty quickly.
Okay, so 1 and 2 in the draft. What are we looking at? He's definitely going to go 1 to the Devils, right?
You know what? I would say so. This kid, Kaapo Kakko, who's the Finnish guy, he has had an unbelievable worlds for them. I think, JJ, any other year, he would be the top pick in the draft.
So that's good news from a Ranger fan.
That's an unbelievable news for the Ranger fan because the Devils are going to take Hughes. Hughes has been talked about for a while now that he's going
to
be the top player.
The
fact that you
know,
JJ, tells me that, you know, and the Devils and the Rangers both jumping up to 1 and 2. But this kid, Kakko, he is going to be a really good player. Showed it in the worlds the last couple of weeks. Whether it's Hughes or him, Rangers are going to be in good shape.
Okay, before we get you out of here, and I know you got to get ready for Pharrell's show at 10, your official Stanley Cup prediction, you said there's value with the Blues. Are the Blues going to win this series? Does your heart say St. Louis? Does your head say Boston? Or are you on the same page full circle here?
The Blues have had an absolute magic carpet ride for what seems like the last 5 months. I honestly believe that they're going to win this series. Now, there's a couple things in play here. A, here in New York especially, nobody wants to see Boston win another championship.
Seriously.
We don't need it. I mean, between the Patriots, between the Red Sox, you don't need to see the Bruins have another parade up there in the Boston area. So I think generally everybody in this area is going to be rooting blue, and honestly, nationwide if you're not a Bruin fan, because this is a team, JJ, they've never won a Stanley Cup. It's one of
the
those things
Gloria
where
anthem.
The glorious stuff, being last in the league on January 3rd and coming to this point now, being the final, there's so many things where if you're not a fan of one of these two teams, you can jump on the blue bandwagon here in the finals. And I think they win in 6. I think that they'll win game 6 at home and they'll beat the Bruins.
There you go. Mike Korver from Pharrell on the Bench in the ILC pod. And Mike, I'm sure it's going to get busy, within the next couple of weeks, my friend?
Yeah, I think around mid to late June, we start to ramp things back up. You're going to have the draft. You're going to have free agency. It's going to be a busy time for the Islanders. And who knows, maybe even something with them putting a shovel in the ground over at Belmont. So we'll see what happens with all that, too.
Appreciate it, pal.
AJ, always good to be with you. Enjoy the next couple hours. It's a long one for you here tonight.
Well, listen, if anybody is ready to be a marathon man, it is me. The great Mike Korver, ILC pod, for on the Bench, and Mr. Rosenberg, can I announce to the listening audience that you actually will be potentially in the stands for one of these Stanley Cup games? Is that accurate?
That is accurate. I'm lucky enough to get there for game 2.
Now, I asked you this question off air, and I'm going to ask you this question again on air. Will you rock any St. Louis Blues paraphernalia making your way to the TD Bank Garden? We know that we're all in it together. We're all going to be pulling for the St. Louis Blues.
Yes, we are.
But you're not a St. Louis Blues fan.
I'm not. I'm a Ranger fan.
So you're going up to enemy territory. Will you rock a Blues t-shirt, hat, something of some sort?
I will wear something that's blue.
Oh, that's not good enough for me. St. Louis Blues
merchandise. I don't have a lot of St. Louis Blues swag, for the record.
Now, Carver, if you went up there, would you be rocking St. Louis Blues stuff? That's a ball move.
I came back because I have an update for you about the Gloria song.
Oh, here we go.
Our good friend EJ Raddick texted me. Must be listening to the program tonight.
Send the best to
EJ Raddick from, of course, NHL Network texted me while I was on with you. Said Gloria became the Blues song because of a night out in a private bar in Philadelphia prior to their January 4th game at the Flyers. Binnington made his season debut in that game, getting a shutout. Good story. Gloria plays, and away we go.
How about
that?
What
a great story.
And EJ checking in.
EJ listening to the show right now, the great EJ Raddick over at the NHL Network. And, yeah, I wanted to know where this whole Gloria thing came about. I mean, I love it. I can't get enough. I've been jamming out to it the last couple weeks. We were playing poker Wednesday night, and Rosenberg can attest to this. Gloria came up.
Gloria did come up on my phone. Got the YouTube video up, and away we go. But I don't have any Blues swag, but I'm most certainly rooting for the Blues. It'll be Blues in six.
Let me tell you something. If the Blues end up winning the series, I may have to get myself a T-shirt. I'll leave it at that.